Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Celtics trying to get back in the win column tonight. They are at home taking on the 1-6 Washington Wizards. It's not a great outfit, the Wizards.
No.
They have struggled. They are certainly in line. That could be A.J. DeBantz's next team. They come into town. Celtics are 12.5-point favorites. 7:30 tip-off from TD Garden.
Win and cover?
Win. I feel pretty confident about the win because the Wizards are so bad.
They're point favorites. They better win.
No, I know, but I'm saying
they should cover. They were 9.5, I think, against the Jazz the other night.
We're due for a
explosion.
A Derek White or Peyton Pritchard, like, 8 threes game.
This
like
was my crazy this was game. My logic in the Utah game the other night. Yeah, I'm like, Utah's on the second night of a back-to-back. The Celtics are coming off that Rockets game where they were so miserable. I thought that was going to be the game where they just poured in like a million threes.
Yeah, like 135-103, your final tonight, something like that.
Yeah, they should destroy this team.
Scal and Drew are just doing jokes the whole fourth quarter.
They are just
feeling great about
each other. Belly bumping.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Yeah. Doing like a secret handshake they have together after each bucket.
Yeah. You know, all the haters, and doubters out there are real
silent now.
They should
beat the Wizards.
Yeah.
They should beat the Wizards. Although, I don't think he travels.
They're 4-5, Drew. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can go crazy about it if you want. They just made their, they happen to make their threes this game.
I'm like 95% sure that he doesn't travel, but remember when we did our top five mascots? G-Wiz, the Wizards mascot. It's a flightless raven.
Yeah, you like him.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's incredible. He wears a
top
jersey.
Top five all-time mascot, according
to him. He wears a magician's hat. He does little tricks. Walks around the arena. Plays basketball.
That's advantage Wiz, for sure,
G-Wiz.
Oh, that's why you like him. He plays basketball.
Yep.
Plays the game. Yeah. Plays the sport.
I mean, keeps nothing if not consistent.
That's right.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Bruins are off, but they are red hot, Jones. They might be the hottest team in all of hockey. They've won 4 in a row. They've won 5 out of their last 6. They are off until tomorrow at home against the Ottawa Senators. They're in a little bit of a streak here where they're going to have 5 straight Canadian games.
Oh, boy.
They go to Toronto, but then they come right back home, and then they go to Ottawa. So it's like a home and home with all these teams, and they're going to be at Montreal on the week from Saturday. So see if they can keep it up tomorrow in action against Ottawa.
Well, they've been streaky. And
sure they have.
I think they're on borrowed time right now. Like we discussed this earlier. This is a good recurring game on Jones and Keefe.
Yeah. To tank or not to tank?
Who should tank?
I think it was Shakespeare said that.
It was. Yeah. Who should tank? The Celtics, the Bruins, or both?
I've been backed into a corner on this one.
Yeah, but your answer is
both.
Mine's just the Bruins. Just the Bruins should tank.
If the Celtics lose to G-Wiz and the Wizards,
I might change my mind tomorrow. Okay. Yeah.
All right. If you want to
be my grab bag, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last
forever. Friendship never ends. College football fans. We know there's a lot of BC football fans out there that didn't go to BC.
Many.
Haven't caught an example yet.
Haven't heard from any of them.
I haven't.
We just heard from one gentleman from BC.
Looks like, though, Jones, the college football playoff rankings are out for the first time. A look at the 12-team bracket. Are you ready for this?
The Ducks got snubbed, Keith.
Ducks got snubbed, but they're in there.
Yeah.
So right now, your number one overall seed would be the Ohio State, led by New Hampshire's own Ryan Day.
Fine with it.
Your 2 seed, Indiana.
They've been awesome.
Football school.
Beat the Ducks.
Yeah, they're nice.
The Ducks got snubbed. They deserve it. Yeah.
They're real nice. Texas A&M is your 3 seed.
I like them.
and Alabama is the four. Those are the current teams that would have a bye. So they changed the rules. Remember last year, like, Boise State had a bye. So this year it's a little bit different. You don't have to be in, like, a whatever the rules were, they tweaked them.
Yeah, you don't have to be winning your conference to get
Or, like, two teams from a conference.
Yep.
Maybe that's what it was, too.
Yeah.
So those are your top four. Your current 5-12 matchup would be Georgia-Memphis.
Right, and Alabama beat Georgia, so that's why they're four, Georgia's five, and then Memphis must be winning the...
They're the one American, 85 team that gets
they're the one non-power five, but they're in the American...
The American. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, with East Carolina.
They lost to UAB after they fired Trent Dilfer. How are you ranked 12th?
They've lost to UAB?
Yeah, after they fired Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, it was Chris Mortensen's kid coached them for that game.
Oh, gotcha.
The Morreport's kid. Got
for
it
them.
Done.
And, there's, one game
and they're in the playoff?
Yeah, Memphis is. But they would lose to Georgia, which would set up another Georgia-Alabama game.
Yep.
8-9 is Texas Tech-Oregon.
So Oregon goes to Lubbock?
Lubbock.
That's a snub.
Yep.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss are sixth against UVA, a Virginia team from the ACC.
Virginia, beat Florida State, storm the field?
They won't be in the top 12 for long.
No, I agree with you on that. I like this Ole Miss quarterback. I don't know how much you've watched of Ole Miss. I tend to root for Lane Kiffin, but I like this kid at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And then 7-10 is BYU Notre Dame.
That's a game right there.
A religious war there.
Yeah.
The Mormons versus the Catholics?
Yeah, well, Holy War is careful, but BYU and Utah.
Yeah. No, this is different. This would be a different type of thing.
What do they call BC and Notre Dame?
BC,
is that also
Notre
a holy
Dame.
War? They have a name for that one, too. So Notre Dame and BYU.
Yeah, that's what the guy asked Bill O'Brien about. He's like, you lost this Catholic showdown or whatever. And he's like, all right relax.
Pipe down.
We didn't play at a church.
Pipe down, Mike. Yeah. I'll answer you next
month.
It's
also called the Holy War.
Okay.
Two holy wars.
It's not the real Holy War.
That's like two Death Valleys.
Yes.
Yeah, we play at Death Valley. We play at Death Valley.
We're both Death Valley and we're both the Tigers, LSU and Clemson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Guys are in Death
Somebody
Valley.
Figure that out, yeah.
Stupid.
Okay.
Anyway, that's that.
He took the legend for its fall. You saw the product of it all. No televisions in the air. No circumcisions on the chair. He made the weapons for us all. Just look at us now. Why can't you see that you are my
grab bag?
All right, so we've talked a lot about Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and some of the betting scandal that was going on in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-baseball season, it was a lot about Shohei Ohtani, although that got swept under the rug.
Yeah, real quick.
Can I introduce you to a UFC betting scandal? UFC and the FBI are working together on an investigation into unusual betting activity from a fight last weekend. Out in Las Vegas, it was a UFC fight night on Saturday, a featherweight bout where the UFC was alerted by sports betting watchdog Integrity Compliance 360 to abnormal betting interest in said bouts. The favorite, the -250 betting favorite, Dulgarian,
mm-hmm.
Isaac Dulgarian,
took a dive,
lost by first round submission.
Oh boy. The worst time to submit.
That was like famously Bruce Willis was asked to take a dive in Pulp Fiction, but he didn't do it.
He said no.
Didn't do it, bet on himself, and then took out of there. Took off.
Good move. Well,
he had
that's where he got his watch.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's where he got his watch.
He got his watch, but Zed's dead. Zed, long story short, if you haven't seen it, Zed's dead.
So
he moves on.
Spoiler.
So is
Ving Rhames. He did save Ving Rhames. Ving Rhames was in a hot predicament.
Yo.
He was in some hot water down there.
Yeah, if that's a way to refer to it, sure.
I'm sure he tells the story.
Yeah. I was
in real hot water down there in the dungeon.
No, he saved Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He saved, yeah.
So is nothing sacred anymore, though? UFC is fixing matches, Keith?
I guess so.
That is nothing sacred.
And people are like, remember this you used to hear all the time when I would talk about wrestling? I would talk about like odds at WrestleMania. Sure. And people would shout from the mountains, like, you moron, you can't bet on fixed sports. It's like, you all bet on fixed sports.
Yeah.
Everybody, you ever bet on basketball? You ever bet on baseball? You ever bet on the UFC? Fixed sports.
Yeah, in your face.
In your face.
Yeah.
Who's the man now? call in and apologize, please.
Bilbo. Bilbo. Grab baggage. It's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
That one works.
It's a deeper cut.
That one works.
Bilbo Grab Baggins?
That's right.
It's very, yeah. It
works. Oh, that one works.
No, that's the right way to refer to it.
Chris Sale, the NL Cy Young Award winner from two seasons ago, he is going back to the Braves. It was an option, $18 million.
He opted
Braves.
In or they picked up his option? I think they picked it up.
They picked it up, team option, bringing him back. Say, hey, you're welcome back, Chris Sale.
Good work.
We want more Chris Sale on the team. So that's what we're going to do.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a grab bag. To yourself.
Okay. Shane Bieber back with the Jays. $16 million option.
The Biebs.
The Biebs staying.
I thought Bradford was telling me the Red Sox were going to be in.
He had a nice run while I think he liked his time in Toronto so much.
He's going back.
I'll stay here.
Good mustache on the Biebs.
Really nice mustache.
Yeah,
perfect for Movember.
Yeah, good point.
Perfect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Going to give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Do you think if we had that gentleman, like he listens along, like I'm sure he listens along and he hears
I
that
hope
grab
so.
Bag.
Do you
think he listens and he goes, nailed it? Or do you think he listens and goes, there's a few tweaks I might want to make? What do you think?
No, nailed it, hopefully. We play it so much. Somebody had a good call.
Some may say too often.
This might be my fault. I'll admit this. We were talking about the other day about how we have like over 400 grab bag drops now.
Brag.
And somebody texted
grab brag.
Like Keith plays the same 10. Like, well,
this is true.
I do I get focused on the same ones. The certain ones pop out to me that I want to play.
Yep.
I don't know why that is. Like we haven't played this one in a while.
What's the number?
Yes.
Grab bag. What's the number at?
401.
Nice.
401.
We're like a regular Wilt Chamberlain or Charlie Sheen is what we are. We're just keeping tabs.
We keep track.
Yeah, we do.
Keefe at WEEI.com if you want to send them in. They can sound like this if you want. That is one of my favorites. We talked about doing a Field of 64 tournament with grab bag drops.
Yeah.
That one's
high seed.
For me, it is.
Okay, interesting.
I laugh every
we'll
time
have
we
to
play
talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
From the selection committee about that.
Yeah.
We could do an NCAA tournament
and NIT.
Plus an NIT.
And a CBI.
CBI. We could do many, many, many basketball tournaments with those.
We definitely could.
Yeah.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Oh, we also have Jack Flaherty staying with the Tigers. So a bunch of pitchers, veteran pitchers, kind of staying put. Chris Sale, Jack Flaherty, and Shane Bieber.
I thought people like Lou were telling me no one wanted these one-year deals, and they all wanted to get their contracts before the CBA locked them out. But
I think all these guys with all these injuries, maybe.
I guess.
I don't know what it is. Huh. Yeah, it seems a little interesting.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas. Mamas. Baby mamas.
Grab bag. I would say another nailed it.
Peter Griffin.
If you're asking between the two. All right, Jones, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it?
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
Scotty Barnes, 23 points, 3 boards, and 6 assists.
He pulled down 3.
Was it Devin Booker, 38 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists? Was it Josh Giddey?
I think it was.
29 points, 15 boards, 12 assists.
That's your guy.
No, that's your guy. Famously your guy. You wanted to go out with him.
I think it
was. You wanted to have a double date with Josh Giddey. Famously.
I do. This is going to look incriminating, but I do think it's him. But keep going.
It might be Josh Giddey. Yeah. Or what about Tyrese Maxey? We've been hyping up Tyrese Maxey.
But who won that matchup?
39 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He did lose to Josh Giddey.
Yep.
Or was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? No. 30 points, 4 boards, 12 assists, and a win over the Clippers. They remain undefeated.
I'm not giving. He really has to have a monster night to go with SGA.
It's just the same. It's the same stat line he has every night.
Let's go with
Giddey. Your guy?
Your guy.
Giddey. Josh Giddey. Giddey. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a right-handed hitting first baseman who played for 5 teams in his 10-year major league career, which recently finished. Played for the Angels, Rockies, Rays, Twins, and Tigers.
Mark Trumbo.
No. Ooh. One-time All-Star, where he
CJ Crone.
He got it!
Whoa, Nick!
Oh, Nick surprised himself. Did you see that?
I didn't think it was him.
CJ Crone.
Nick's like when a dog farts. Yeah. He startled himself back there that he got it.
CJ Crone. You may know him as Crony or Big Fella. His nickname is
Big
Fella.
Yeah, Crony. I hadn't heard. Big
early
Fella,
nominee, Hoss of the Week, 6'4", 235.
Oh, got him in there.
30 home run season in 2018. A 29 home run season when he was an All-Star when he drove in a buck 02 with
was
the
he ever
Rockies.
Here?
He was never here. Was well, it? At least never played in a major league
that's
game.
They signed him and then released him like almost immediately.
Didn't that happen?
Now, okay, that might be.
Yeah.
He was able to take home in his career $30.3 million.
The Big Fella?
Dollars.
Wow.
He was signed by the Red Sox March 3rd, 2024. He was released by the Red Sox March 24th, 2024.
It's another athlete.
3 weeks with the Sox.
Another athlete we outlasted.
Yeah, we did. Take that, CJ Crone.
In your face. In your face, bud. You take your $30 million and enjoy that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was also a 2-time NL Player of the Week. He had that going for him as well.
And it says that on his baseball reference page?
It does.
His young, that's kind of sad.
Also played in the 2013 Futures game.
Oh, nice. Yeah. See, I was going to go with this. His younger brother, Kevin, also plays professional baseball.
Kevin Cron?
Their cousin, Chad Moeller, also plays.
Chad Moeller's is...
Their cousin.
Cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, his dad was Chris Cron. His dad was Chris Cron.
Well, Chris Cron. They had a lot of hits in the 90s.
Chris Cron could have been a random player. He played 12 games.
Oh, yeah. Random.
Too random. Yeah. That's a deep cut. You guys got Chris Cronk?
He wore his overalls backwards. That's what he did. It's pretty cool. So there you go. This is a random ball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones. And
it's a good career.
Yeah, real nice.
187 home runs.
Who's that?
CJ Cronk.
Not Chris?
Chris Cronk did not.
Not Kevin. I thought you were talking about Chad Moeller.
No. Chris Cronk failed a homer.
617-779-7937. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons, Keith. Not only do you got Hart and Fitzy and Ted. You have Adam Schefter and Tristan Casas' translator, Rob Bradford.
Oh, good. Maybe he can make heads and tails of that.
I hope they can figure it out. Like, get to the bottom of that.
Please.
With Bradfo coming up today on WEEI Afternoons. We will get you the clip du jour as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.